It's just different.
Peace and blessings. This is your host, Crystal Tucker, with Art Unity Network Radio. Today, we're going to be discussing revolution televised and cases where it is not televised. Unforeseen things have taken place, and one may speculate as if it never happened unless evidence is proven otherwise. However, in cases of victims being judged by the circumstances of their skin color, their hairstyles, morals, and beliefs come into question why they are instantly labeled guilty, with or without reason, also known as racial profiling. The example we'll be using today about Rodney King and how his story influenced hip-hop. And today I have a guest speaker, Kanga Kid. He's a Chicago hip-hop artist who will explain his experience of how it affected him growing up, as well as hip-hop's response to it as well. Just a little background about Rodney King. This was back in 1991. It was a recorded beating that lasted about 15 minutes by four police officers. According to NPR article, stated Mr. King was driving under the influence and led a high-speed chase in L.A., Los Angeles, California. The recording became nationally known. Riots, protests, police reform broke out, and 3 years later, the policemen were acquitted of all charges, according to New York Times, where the policemen were found not guilty. King was awarded $3.8 million. But the police and the reporters indicated that enough is enough. Police have suffered enough. So let's just go ahead and get into this discussion. Again, I have Kanga Kid on the field. How you doing today?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. You know, man, that was a full-on detail. You know, when all that happened, I was young, so I was not aware that he was driving under the influence. However, it does put a bunch of pieces together while still making me look at the after effect. It makes me look at that more directly. You know, now, it was already an instance of racial profiling going on in music. But up in Chicago, you know, and again, I want to make sure that everyone knows I was in Chicago, another big city affected by what happened in L.A., you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it was like, you know, I know one direct impact was when they started telling us that we were walking in two larger groups and they were calling that mob action. You know, now in detail to break down what mob action is, it was more than two. So we would leave elementary school. This is how old I was. We would leave elementary school and we'd be walking down and, you know, as you pass your house, you'll leave the group. So, you know, let's just say by the time we get to two blocks down, it's probably maybe six people together. Well, the police, they see a group this large and it's like, okay, y'all going to have to pull over. Y'all gonna have to separate or we're going to take you to jail. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't even a crime. We just walking home from school. Other things that I've seen, you know what I mean? Like as far as like different police tactics being used in my neighborhood. Maybe, again, I was so young, I might not have been aware that this was already how it was. But we had this one police officer. We called him Hulk Hogan because of the handlebar mustache. And he wanted to make sure he put hands on you so you could feel that he's over you. He wanted you to feel his authority over you. And, I mean, man, that was probably one of the worst times, you know, as far as an adolescent, you know, preteen. And, I mean, now growing into an adult, you know, so the way I seen it happen in music, you know, as that event happened, I watched where Tupac literally went from being with Digital Underground to all of a sudden him having these super deep songs like Brenda's Got a Baby or, you know what I mean, whatever the case was. He was now trying to speak on the things that was happening in the hood. Forget trying to dance to music. Forget trying to party to music. Forget that. We finna start telling it like it is. And we opening the doors to thug life at this moment. You look at N.W.A.,
right.
Eazy-E, he found Bone Thugs and Harmony. You know, you look at all the impactful artists that came out at that time. You know, it wasn't a thing that Bone Thugs and Harmony could do wrong. You know, so it was like, man, the times had impacted us so much. It was so many different artists, so many different musicians. You know, you had Triple Six. They were super underground. And then don't forget there was a mainstream movement and it was an underground movement. You had UGK. You know, that actually stands for Underground Kings. These guys started
right.
coming out the woodworks and they telling all the things and how it was in the street. And you used hip-hop as a political way to kind of let it be known. Don't come over here because the police over here are doing this. Or don't do this over here because they sell drugs over there. So if you get arrested, it's innocent until proven guilty. This is a hell of a transition because it went from party music to political warnings if you're a black person. You know, it's certain things that other
gotcha.
People couldn't hear. You have to kind of be in the streets a little bit to know what they actually telling you. But it's certain things that just everybody couldn't hear. You just couldn't listen to this and be like, oh, I hear that message. You know, you have to have some dealings in that type of life, you know, but crime,
gotcha.
Crime changed, policing changed, and just being black changed, you know what I mean? Like, you know, unless you were a certain age, if you were too young, you wouldn't be able to pay attention to these things. You know, you just think that that's
gotcha.
How it was, but I remember the time it wasn't like that, you know?
Right. And so I can only imagine the effects that it had on people from what you're explaining, you know, with the police were not held accountable for Rodney King's case, but then also not even mentioning those who weren't under recording, you know what I mean, that had
right.
to deal with police brutality and misconduct. So, you know, it's good of the transition when you can witness certain things happening. And it's also good to tie it into hip-hop that you're talking about as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to get into, like, how do you feel hip-hop has changed, you know, after all of these events for you?
Well, I mean, we could go from there all the way to George Floyd, man. I mean, they even tried to bring the fun back. You had the 1-2 clap dudes, the 1-2-3 clap dudes, the D4L. They tried to be fun. You had the T-Pains, you know what I'm saying, things like that. But, you know, I tell you what, Hurricane Katrina or the 9/11 thing, you know, all these different things affected hip-hop, man. But, I mean, directly impacting us as black people, I'll definitely say Katrina was probably one of the biggest impacts, and then after that it was the police brutality. You know what I mean? So you had Rodney King, Then you had Hurricane Katrina. Then you had, and I'm not going to sit there and say that it just affected black people alone, because Katrina affected the entire
Everybody.
Gulf. But however, all
right,
those people
right.
out of the Louisiana area that tried to migrate, you know, I know a lot of black folks that came up here, you know, to Chicago. And the thing is like, you know, I mean, life just changed for a lot of people. They had to reacclimate. But then after that, like I say, after reacclimating, you still got the police force, you know, dealing with people with, you know, deadly force. You know, this George Floyd incident, that was deadly force. And so you're going to hear more and more deadly force in the rap music today, if you ask me. You know, I would hope that that's an answer that suffices, because you can't truly follow, because it's so many mainstream artists, and then it's so many underground artists. I'm still considered an underground artist. And if you listen to what I'm saying, it's like, man, you'd be like, wow, you can hear the depression. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can hear it. And, I mean, I'm trying to be a voice for my people. It ain't necessarily that I'm depressed, but I relate to my people in a way that you could get a sense of it. And it's like now today is like now you hear it like they're angry. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's been too many things, too many times. And I'm telling you like this. When you see the youth, their eyes are so malleable and vulnerable. Like, so, for instance, when I was a kid, I couldn't see it because everything was so fun. It was just amazing. Well, if you take these very same kids, I mean, well, you take children and you put them in harder times, well, they're not going to necessarily see that times are hard. This is going to be normal to them. They can normalize it. They're desensitized to it. So what you have is a lot of stressed out people, a lot of angry people, a lot of depressed people. And, you know, I would like to say that the police attribute a large part to that, because we know enough of our history to know how they'll treat us. So even if it's getting pulled over, keeping your hands on the steering wheel, letting the officer know your every move versus every other race, they just get to interact with the officer. Now, I would love to try interacting with the officer, but I'm going to do it while still keeping both hands on the steering wheel, you know, while still doing this, that, and that, you know. And I'm just giving, you know, hopefully something that everybody in here can relate to. Everybody that listens to this show, everybody that, you know, get a large regard in your mind about what it is to be a black man. You know, I mean, and then put another regard in there about what it is to be a black woman. You know, and at this point, you know, if we are torn down by outside forces, what are we? Right? You know, a house is built to protect you from the outside elements. So what is a family? A family should be built to protect from the outside forces, and there's too many outside forces that come against us. We need a different type of mindset. We need a different type of training. We may need therapy. We might need so much. And, I mean, the music says so much. If you just listen to the music, it tells you where we are as people. You know, go back to the timeline. Go way back before that, and then you'll see, like, man, they had intelligence. Now you got so much.
Well, let's go
ahead
and get into that. You know, speaking of the segue of music, we got a couple more minutes here on the build. I want to make sure everyone knows that they have copies at the tables. Much love to African American Experience class. But we're going to go ahead and get into the song. It is Fight the Power by Public Enemy. Kengo, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the platform. Look forward to hearing more of your wonderful music on YouTube, KangooKIDDD. All right, and let's go ahead and get into it. I hope you guys enjoy and was informed by something that was very political, and it's still going on now, so it shouldn't be ignored. Much love. Fight.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Your heart, 'cause I know you got some. been missing y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling.
Rolling.
Got to give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Freedom of death.
We got to fight the power. That be.
Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the power. That be. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health, cause that's the
rhyme.
Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives. We got to bump the stuff to make it tough. From the heart, it's the start of work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people,
we are the same, no, we're not the same, cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless.
You
say, what is this?
Yeah.
My beloved, let's get down to business, mental self-defense or fitness.
So
let's just show.
Talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...